All right, you are listening to Davin's Den. Kevin Lee hanging out with us, playing the part of Joe Curry. Same hairstyle.
Same hairstyle. No, I'm growing my hair back, actually, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah,
well, look at that. And there's been no sandpaper taken to this fine head.
Oh, he doesn't know that story.
No. I'm growing my hair back.
Look at you. I'm growing your hair back.
Yeah, I was bald by choice, not by, you know, genetics.
I'm growing my hair back, too.
It looks good.
Thanks. Unfortunately, it's coming in on my chin.
That's not a good sign.
Yeah, no, actually, I cut some of this. I had long, long, long hair.
All right, let me cue up the Who is Bitter on Twitter music, and then we'll explain it, and then off we go.
Who's bitter on Twitter? Who's bitter on Twitter? Who's bitter on Twitter? Who's bitter on Twitter? Who's bitter on Twitter?
All right, so here is how Bitter on Twitter works. What happens is I surf the interwebs, and I will tell you the celebrities. We found celebrities' Twitter accounts and what they tweeted, and I mixed in some tweets that I haven't necessarily tweeted, but that I created too. So I will give you the names of the people who they could be, and I will read you the tweet, and you will try to pick who it is.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So these are our tweeters
and,
for these.
And you can reuse tweeters.
Yes, tweeters can be used multiple times. Everybody's been used at least once.
Okay.
What are their names?
Conan O'Brien, Bill Maher, Sarah Silverman. Want me to go slower?
A little bit. Sarah Silverman. Okay.
Patton Oswalt. Me.
Patton's from DC, too.
All right.
Ann Coulter. And Chuck Woolery.
Oh, geez. Chuck Woolery has a Twitter account?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Big conservative guy.
Really?
He is?
Yes, he is.
Get out of here.
He is.
Stop lying to me.
I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I have a lie to you, Kevin.
Chuck Woolery. He's a big fan until now.
I know.
You could still like
him. I got to start doing Davin's show, man. Yeah, every time I do a learn shit, I don't know.
So, you got the idea of the game?
Run it past it one more time. Here we go. Okay, you're going to name the tweets of these guys.
Yes.
And it's my job to name...
Well, both your job. You're competing against each other.
Okay.
To figure out who it is. So read the names one more time.
Okay, so there's Conan O'Brien, Sarah Silverman, Bill Maher, Patton Oswalt, Ann Coulter, Chuck Woolery, or Davin.
Yes. Yikes. Here's our first tweet.
Okay.
Donald Trump says his call was perfect. Seemed like such a waste of this talent in the White House when the NFL clearly could use some perfect calls. You can guess, Kevin.
Oh, that's Bill Maher.
That's Bill Maher.
Yes, of course.
I'm going to say Conan.
Bill Maher and Conan. You are both incorrect. That was me.
Oh, man.
She shouldn't even be on here. Okay.
Well, no. That's my job. And thank you.
Fake us out.
Yeah.
All right.
Davin's Den. Okay, shit.
Next one. Mayor Pete would look so hot with a mustache. Oh, crap. Is that okay to say? I say it with total respect for his mind. Hashtag Dem Debate. Pip, go first.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say Patton Oswalt.
Patton Oswalt.
Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. You're both wrong. That was Sarah Silverman.
Oh. Wow. Funny.
Suck at this game. Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Well, you go first on this one, Kevin.
Okay.
I just had a perfect phone call with the guy from DirecTV.
Oh, that's Conan.
Okay, so let's see.
Can I change?
You could change it.
All right. That's Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery.
Yeah.
Chuck? Okay, I'm going to say Sarah Silverman.
The correct answer is Conan O'Brien.
Oh, you have it!
Why would Conan be on a phone call with DirecTV?
It's a joke, stupid. These are tweets.
Remember that stuff you do? That's what he does too. By coincidence.
Oh my God. I had it right the first time.
You did.
It's a tough it's a tough game. It's really tough. Game.
And you guys are proving it.
Yeah.
All right, Pip goes first on this one. Imagine being so hated that on the day you announce that the leader of ISIS has been killed on your orders, a stadium full of baseball fans still boos you.
I would say Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter.
I'm gonna say Ann Coulter.
That is Patton Oswalt.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Look, I'm sucking the dictionary, and our pitcher's going to be there. Jeez.
Hey, don't crowd me.
Is Patton Oswalt a Trump supporter?
Is Patton Oswalt? No. No. He's saying imagine being so hated that even when you kill ISIS leader, you still get fucking booed.
Well, that could be a Trump supporter saying that also. That's why I said uncalled to.
Oh, yeah, it could go either way.
It could go either way.
Kevin, is this not easy? Aw.
Bullshit. Okay. All right.
You're not springy enough for this game, my friend.
Yes, you're not springy enough.
All right, I think you go first on this one, right?
Didn't I just?
No, I thought he. I thought he.
No, you went first.
Oh,
you did? All right,
yeah.
so Kevin goes
Kevin
first.
Goes.
Okay. Watching Sondland way more of a chore than Vindman Yovanovitch, both highly decorated veterans of foreign service. Of course, Trump is also highly decorated, i.e. he wears a lot of makeup.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher for Kevin Lee.
I agree.
You are both on the board.
Yay!
That was Bill Maher.
Yes. About time.
You ready, Pip?
Yeah.
Love this George Conway. The way he never misses a chance to call out Trump Republican bullshit, even while married to Kellyanne. Of course, if the press wants to write about a married couple where one worships Trump and one hates him, write about the Trumps.
That's really good. I'm going to say that's Patton.
I'm going to say that's Sarah Silverman.
You're both wrong. That was our boy Bill Maher again.
Oh,
jeez.
That is very good, though. I thought that was a very funny
That's
one.
Really good.
Let's see. Imagine how the media would gush if our First Lady was a Democrat. Let's face it. She is gushable no matter.
She's gushable no matter?
Who goes? I think Kevin goes first on this one.
Did you go first?
I think you do.
I'm back to Chuck Woolery again because he's a Trump supporter.
Chuck Woolery.
I'm going to say Ann Coulter.
Kevin takes the lead with Chuck Woolery.
Oh, damn you.
2-2.
All right, Pip, you ready?
Yep.
Read the Eddie Gallagher case. If it's now illegal to pose for photos with a corpse, then I guess selfies with Joe Biden are out.
Yikes.
Wow.
I know who that is.
I'm going to say Sarah Silverman.
What do you say, Kevin?
I got to go with Ann Coulter on that. That's evil.
That was Ann Coulter.
Oh,
but let's give comedy credit. That's a fucking great joke.
That is a good joke.
Yeah. You got to give her credit.
That's a good
that's
joke.
Great
that's
great joke.
Evil too.
Yeah, but that's all right.
That's why I picked her, because she's an evil bitch.
All right, who goes first on this one?
I'm winning.
I do.
You are going. Yes. We were promised a wall. We got Melania Trump trying to explain how drugs are dangerous. In particular, deaths from opioid abuse have risen by more than 1,000% since 2010. Who is that?
I'm going to say Chuck Woolery.
Oh, no. I'm going with Bill Maher again.
That was Ann Coulter.
Ew.
Ooh. Really?
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I don't have a feel for... You said that he's a big Trumpster, but I don't have a feel for how Chuck Woolery writes.
That's not my problem. I pick famous people. It's not my fucking problem.
That
Sorry.
Seemed like that was against Trump's wall, though. That's why
that was, but that was Ann Coulter.
Really?
Wow. She called out Trump, yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right. I think Kevin goes first on this.
Jimmy Walker must be hitting that right. Okay.
The last time a president releasing semen got so much media attention, Bill Clinton was in the White House. Hashtag Eddie Gallagher. Hashtag Richard Spencer.
I'm going to go with Conan.
Conan.
Sounds like some good stand-up there.
I'm going to say this is Davin.
That was me. It does sound like some good stand-up.
Oh!
You are correct, sir, even though you're incorrect. This motherfucker needs to work more.
You know what she did? See, I keep forgetting you're in the gang because look how far your name. Your name should be up here.
Yeah, she don't even include me. She puts me down on the bottom. Yeah, I'm the black guy. I'm the black guy in the '60s on this show.
Yeah, exactly. That's what throws. That's what throws me
off. I'm at the back
off.
Of the bus.
Why you put him down so low?
You Rosa Parks me.
Because I didn't know how many people I had to write, and I went say or Davin.
Right, give me a pen. If you'd put Davin right there, I probably would use him more. But he's down here. I keep forgetting he's in the gang.
But in your defense, you did recognize you could stand up. So
yeah, I know.
All right.
Thank you.
I like that one. I like that joke.
That's
I think
joke.
I actually tweeted that one out last week.
Of course.
All right. Who goes first on this one?
I think that you go, Kevin.
Okay.
Me again?
Dear White House Turkey, you'll get a pardon if you have dirt on Joe Biden.
That's definitely Conan.
I'm going to say more.
That was Conan O'Brien.
Oh, damn it.
Kevin, kicking ass right now.
I know.
Conan. I listen to Conan.
Well, there's a lot to kick over here.
Yes. All right, you guys ready? Pip, I think you go first.
Yep.
In 2021, will President Trump pardon a turkey, or will a turkey pardon President Trump?
That's a good line. I'm going to say Patton.
Patton.
I'm going to say Patton.
You're both wrong. It's me, you fuckers.
Oh, really? Oh, damn. Good line.
I mix them. It's amazing I'm not more successful than I am. I'm being included with like comedy legends, and you guys are giving them credit and not me.
Well, you have too much dead weight to carry around. Oh, wait.
That's unfortunate. All right, who goes first on this one?
Kevin.
All right. Does anyone really think if at real Donald Trump loses in 2020, he's just going to leave a scented concession letter for Mayor Pete? Hashtag losing is fake news. Into the microphone.
Okay. Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman.
I'm going to say Bill Maher.
Pip got that one. That is Bill Maher.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. Sounds like his brand of sassy.
It is his brand of sassy. You guys ready?
Yep.
I guess Roger Stone's back is the closest we'll get to sending a U.S. president to prison.
Say that again?
I guess Roger Stone's back is the closest we'll get to sending a U.S. president to prison.
I'm going to go with Davin.
I'm going to say the same.
That was Conan O'Brien, but thank you.
Oh.
That's a great line.
Yeah, that is a great line. And how pleased are you that we both thought it was you?
I'm tickled pink.
Of course he is.
What's the score right now, Pip?
Let's see. So Kevin has 1, 2, 3, 4, and I have 1, 2, 3.
Ooh, very close. Very close.
Close.
Not right. Too close, Patricia.
whatever our differences, surely all Americans of good faith want these hearings to end so that President Vindman can go back to work.
Who goes first?
I don't know.
I think I'm first. Right now. I think
talking to the microphone, you son of a bitch.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go with. Wow. I'm gonna go with Patton Oswalt.
Okay. I'm gonna say. Conan.
Ann Coulter.
Really?
You are not giving the woman the credit. She's got some funny shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow. Yeah.
She's making fun of Vindman in the fact that he's like the moral authority.
Right. But, yeah. I mean, still, it's just like, oh.
Yeah, that kind of got me.
All right. On his new album, Kanye West says Christ so often he sounds like my dad trying to fix our toilet.
I'm going with, who's first? You're first.
You can go ahead.
No, you're first.
All right. I'm going to say Sarah Silverman.
I'm going with Conan on that one.
That was Conan.
Yeah. That sounds like late night TV. He tweeted that, right? Yeah.
All right. You guys ready? We got 1, 2, 3 more.
Okay.
Epstein didn't kill himself, but the name of the person who did kill Epstein is on the Ukrainian server.
Wow.
I think you go first.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, that's definitely Bill Maher. Who else would say something like that?
I'm going to say Chuck Woolery.
You're both wrong. It's me, you pricks.
Oh,
oh my God.
I think we've established I should be on somebody's writing team.
Yes, you should be.
I should be. I'm being wasted here.
You should be on some late night show. Oh, wait.
I really should
Is this
be.
Not late enough?
This is late. All right, two more. All right. This is going to be the oldest Democratic field ever. It could come down to Bloomberg, Biden, Bernie, and Steyer. I don't know what the debates are going to be like, but it won't be a pissing contest. Hashtag election 2020.
It won't be a pissing contest. I'm going to say Maher.
Bill Maher?
Wow. I don't know if a woman would use the word pissing. I'm going with Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman. Pip was right with Bill Maher.
Oh, yay.
So going into our last one, what's the score?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for Kevin, and 1, 2, 3,
I am the greatest.
4 for me.
Pip can tie.
I could tie.
So who was first on this?
I think Kevin.
All right.
Yes.
For a group that is so woke, why is this putting me to sleep? Hashtag Dem Debate.
I'm first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that's Chuck Woolery.
Chuck Woolery.
Okay. I don't think he knows the word woke. So I'm going to say Silverman.
You're both wrong. It's me.
Oh.
Oh.
Damn. Okay, so that was the last one?
That was the last one.
You beat me, you bastard.
Good job.
Yeah, the guest
one,
wins.
1, 2, 3, 4,
yes,
5.
Amazing.
And I didn't even throw it. We have absolutely a contention against beating the ass of the guy. We don't hold back. So
oh, Jesus.
You won fair and square.
What'd you think of that game?
That's a good game, man.
That's fun, right?
The original?
Yeah. All the games we play are original.
That's pretty. Yeah. That's nice, man. That's a good game.
We don't do the arms here.
Okay. Ah!
That's funny. Yikes.
We've established I should be writing for somebody bigger who could be paying me more. Call your girl Wanda, boy. Yeah. Call her up. Say you found some talent.
I'm going to call her to produce my special. That was a good game.
And
I
tell
like
her
that.
Pip says hey. She doesn't know me.
Hey, girl.
Pip's a fan.
I'm a big fan.
Tell Wanda your boy is a good writer. Tell her. You ain't going to tell her.
Fuck well, you know what?
I'm going to rot in this basement forever. Cats are going to find me, just fucking eat me to death, because Kevin would not fucking put in a word.
I'm going to blow up, and I'll get you on a writing team, man.
That'd be good.
I need somebody to help me with my special.
All right. I can help you write.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
It would.
That would be amazing.
Then I can't drop the N-word anymore, because he's right here.
Did you look both ways like you're supposed to?
I can't. He's all over the place. His poster's all over the place.
God damn it.
Damn it. It's funny.
All right, so let's thank some folks.
All right,
and then we'll let you and Kevin plug your stuff, and then we'll do the afterbirth show. Are you going to stick around for the afterbirth, or are you skedaddling?
I'm going to call my girl and see if it's okay.
Yeah, ask your permission. That's fine.
He's smart.
Well, not really, because he posts those pictures. If he was really fucking smart,
he
would put them on the fucking server in the Ukraine.
Those pictures get me.
Those pictures don't get you any work.
Yeah,
no, they don't. Pictures with your fans get you work. Pictures with hot bitches specifically get you no extra work.
You'd be surprised how many men pay attention to that shit, man.
What are we?
Do they think you're a pimp?
No, I get calls.
Talk into the microphone.
I know we're still. I'm sorry, we're still live. Okay.
Yeah.
I get calls all the time from, bookers who compliment my Facebook hustle, man, and my social media.
Nice. But what kind of hustler are you on Facebook, though? What are we talking about?
Oh, he's all
promotion.
He's all fucking promotion.
I just promote everything.
Kevin goes on to other people's page to talk about politics and heavy shit.
Yeah. I don't.
Well, as soon as you throw some other bitch off so that we
smart.
Can be friends.
No, it is
I
smart.
Will see for myself.
No, yeah. I've lost work.
I will do so.
I've lost
Thank
work
you.
Because I'm opinionated.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No, I know for a fact I have.
Well, I don't do, I don't do so. I put a post up the other day about police officers. I said, I don't know if you saw the post. I said, I'm driving through Lake Placid taking pictures.
Yeah, I saw the post.
I said, no deers or cops around, and they both can kill you.
Yeah, I saw that.
I had a cop that's a fan of mine come in, and he was upset about it.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I usually like your shit when it comes through. I didn't like that one because, we have cops on the show. You had Detective Dave.
Yeah.
I
apologized to him, which was, I said, look, I'm gonna take the post down. And I'll edit the post, mm-hmm. And I went to his, I apologize for it. He's like, I'm a fan. I talked to you after one of your shows. We hung out and talked. We had a great time, me, you and the wife, and we loved your show, man. That was kind of messed up. I said, I don't usually apologize to people, but I apologize and I edit the post. But,
there you go.
Yeah, that was a line though. It was.
Cops
and deers, they both can kill you.
You know what? If you're playing in front of a black crowd,
yeah,
especially an urban black crowd, that's a great line. If you're performing in front of a lot of white people, they got to really be loving you before you whip that one out.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It doesn't translate on social media.
But I told him, no, it doesn't. But I told him why I did it. I said, look, I've been a victim of racial profiling,
mm-hmm.
All my life,
Mm-hmm.
So I said, you have to understand where I was coming from with that line and my.
What have deer done to you?
Hmm?
What have deer done to you?
$3,500 worth of damage on Route 84 when I first moved to New York 9 years ago with Patricia.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
That will do it. Yeah, their little shiny eyes are looking at me the whole way home from here. So I know. I'm talking about the Hasidic kids on the side of the road. No,
don't hit us, Goyish chick.
Yeah, it's like, are you kidding? My eyes are peeled to the side of the road because all these kids walk on the side of the damn dark road, and I'm like, wear something reflective. I don't want to kill you.
Just don't hit Rudolph because it's like Christmas time.
No, that would be heartbreaking.
All right. We would like to thank Russ Ferdico for his continued sponsorship of
Russ.
The show. Russ will be in here on December 17th playing the part of Pip Helix.
And you know what? And he'll be a fine Pip Helix.
I will be surrounded by two bald Trump supporters.
It'll
be the last show before I go to the Bahamas, and boy, will I need it.
You will need a vacation. Because, he is balder than I and much more handy with a bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, much more. And willing to kill deer.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you have been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary needs, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Size Printing Productions and yours truly. The next show is February 7th, and your headliner is Joseph Anthony. That'll be a great show. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 155 Ramapo Valley Road. I think that's where the banquet hall is. 155 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
By the way, when you go to Portobello, remember, make sure that you go to the right place, because I showed up at the restaurant, not the place that has the show. And Vince saw me and said, "Hey, what are you doing?"
Scram, go back to where you belong.
I'm in the wrong damn place.
Either go to the banquet hall or the dress barn, woman. You can't be wandering around.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, Vince is great. I'm still trying to get him back on the show.
Yeah, he should come back. He has a good time.
He was going to come in, but he joined like a soccer league or something.
What's that about? Well, it's too cold for that now, so he can come in here.
It's indoor.
Oh.
Indoor soccer.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, I guess he'd rather be fit than be with us.
It's like boneless boneless chicken wings. You don't think it exists, but it does.
Yeah, I love boneless chicken wings.
Listen, Popeyes had chicken with waffle outsides, and it had a maple dip, and I was in love. And then they took that shit away from me, and I'm still jonesing for some of that.
Really?
That was amazing.
See, now Pip would have stabbed somebody for that.
I would have.
She didn't want to. Sounds good. Yeah.
They haven't found the person yet.
Is Popeyes really the? I don't know which one is my favorite fast food place. Like Taco Bell's my go-to, but the quality isn't that great.
No, Taco Bell is like no, that's horrible.
It's low grade food.
It is, but I like all the
Wendy's
cheese
is
stuff.
My place.
Eh,
Wendy's?
They have, yeah. Well, they have a grilled chicken sandwich that has nice field greens on it. It's really good. That's my go-to.
I like Arby's too.
Arby's used to be my store back in the day. I like DQ right now.
Dairy Queen.
When I'm going to eat junk food, I go to Dairy Queen.
Oh no. You know what? I like Roy Rogers.
So many years.
I like Roy Rogers. You can load up on the pickles.
Roy Rogers. Any Roy Rogers load around anymore?
Yeah, man. On the turnpike. At the rest areas.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Like various rest areas across the nation.
Very
I
rare.
Have seen that. Yeah, sometimes they tantalize me with they'll have food conversations or ads on television. And I'm like, where is it?
So there's burgers and then there's chicken. What's your favorite chicken fast food place?
I don't really have one. But then the Popeye's chicken sandwich was good. A lot of times I'll get the Wendy's chicken sandwich because it's $1, and so I'll get like two, like being a road dog, $2 for dinner. I'm pretty happy with that.
I should get the Popeye's chicken sandwich tonight. Take home to Patricia.
That nothing says love like Popeye's chicken.
KFC.
Tell her you had a kill man for it.
KFC.
Here's a problem. Uh-huh. KFC makes me sick though. Like eat too much KFC.
Does it?
It's very greasy. There's
it's
a lot
very,
of
very greasy, but original recipe, that's my jam. I just blot it and go for it.
I'm still going like if I get a choice, I'm still going slice of pizza. Probably I'm going Subway most often, if I be honest about it.
I'm Subway out of it. I used to go to Subway every day.
Subway was the bomb when they gave you when you got the little stickers and you could earn free sandwiches. That was like a comic stream.
Oh, wow.
But Joe will
tell
you, I drove through three states trying to find a tuna sandwich on Easter Sunday. So
I remember
Well, you remember the tuna sandwich that nearly killed me. After that, I looked for someplace near work that had a tuna sandwich and I went to Subway. No.
No good?
No good. NG.
My daughter thinks the Subway tuna is better than my tuna. She's fucking wrong.
She is wrong. We have the tuna salad conversation. I want to try yours. All right. I guess I should.
You know what? We should do that. You should do that when you come. Tell me when you want to come over. We'll watch The Purge and we'll have tuna sandwiches.
Done.
All right.
Barnyard Lane Sign Company is excited to be part of Davin's Den crew. We can't wait for Joe, Davin, and Pip, that's me, and all of you to join us out for a crazy fun paint and sip night. Who's in? Create custom wood signs with totally custom sayings. Never an upcharge or a cover charge. Come in with your group to one of their three locations in Farmingdale, New York, including Starkey Brothers Garden Center, KGI Design Group, and the Nutty Irishman. Hoo-hoo! Celebrate a birthday, host a shower, or just get out with the girls and have some wine. Their evenings are super fun. Their staff is uber friendly, and everyone leaves with a fantastic piece of custom art they created. Right now, they have a full line of shower and wedding signs, autumn and Thanksgiving, and also don't forget that Christmas and Hanukkah are coming up, and you can make gifts for family and friends. You can order a sign online for them to make, or, for the full effect, join them in a workshop. Check upcoming dates and register today at barnyardlanesignco.com or call 516-420-0013.
KGI Design Group wants to say hello! Hello!
Hello!
KGI Design Group is a certified New York State woman-owned design and marketing firm located in Farmingdale. They'll make anything happen for you. They're currently all-female professional crew at KGI will enhance your brand to reach your consumers by crafting a voice that stands out amid the noise. What's your company persona? Bold, provocative, daring, conservative, liberal, classy, or down-to-earth? Your message will be clear, recognizable, and consistent with KGI. 25 years of expertise in strategy and design and development for print, digital, and web will make sure all the bits within your marketing come together. Give them a call at 516-420-0013 to help you say hello to your ideal customers. Find them on the web at kgidesigngroup.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. And add the hashtag sayhello and hashtag Davinson to receive a special surprise. So again, they want to say hello and hello to our audience. And of course, Side Splitting Productions, still time to get a comic for Christmas. So go to davincomedy.com and say hello to me, and I will hook you up, and we will have you a comic for a non-hell gig. That's what we shall do.
Non-hell gig.
Kevin.
Yeah, really.
Kevin, what would you like to promote?
Oh, I like to promote that I'm doesn't work. I haven't done a gig for Davin in years. He doesn't hire me anymore.
That's a bunch of horse shit right there.
My next gig?
Oh. Whatever you want. Your website, I don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Lee. Oh, follow me on Instagram. Kevin Lee Magic. Yeah, that's it.
Bunch of hot bitches and Kevin.
Yes, that's what you want to see. Hot bitches and me. Kevin
hot
Lee Magic.
Hot bitches and me.
On Instagram.
That's a great hashtag.
Hot bitches and me.
I'm going to start hashtagging my shit. And
well, I'm in the
pictures.
But there's lots of hot bitches.
Though. I didn't notice.
No, you would never notice the hot bitches. But yeah, Instagram, that's my favorite page. So follow me on Instagram. I have no room for you on Facebook. I'm at my 5,000. Why do you only allow 5,000 people? Why is that?
You know, all Jews don't fucking know each other. Just because it's like Zuckerberg's page, he didn't fucking consult me. There's some of your anti-Semitism again.
Oh, you control everything.
We control it.
If you did know us, do you think we'd be in a basement? Really?
Yeah, exactly. I'm leaving you to write for Wanda. I'm writing for Wanda.
It's going to be the Pip and Joe show.
Nobody's listening to that.
Nobody's listening to that. They know better. They have things to do. Scrub their toilets.
This shit don't run without me because I have the equipment. But that being said.
One time Joe and I had to do a show together at the radio show. Years ago. And there was like amazing news stories that day that saved our pants.
It was an excellent show. I was listening to Edmonton, Canada.
Oh, cool, man. So this is a good show.
Well,
I enjoyed the show. I won.
We enjoyed having you.
Thank you. I enjoyed being
shows.
A token.
Token?
Token. Please.
Because he's springy.
Wait, I'm token. I'm the only vagina American in this whole crew.
Vagina American.
You should see Kevin's pussy. He got it rejuvenated. It's lovely.
Maybe later. Also, please listen to HudsonRiverRadio.com every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Check out the Richter Observatory. It's a great classic rock program that you'll enjoy. That's the Richter Observatory on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
Right. So we got the Afterbirth show. Kevin, will you be joining us?
Oh, I yawned 10 times already.
All right, you don't have to scram with you. The rest of you fucking stay put.
I want to love to do it because I love to talk about that. That's very interesting.
Have you watched our Facebook Live show?
No, I have not.
That's unfortunate.
How dare you?
That's a little disappointing.
Yes.
Still up on the Facebook page.
Well,
all
I
the old
watch
ones.
It. I would love to be on it. I'm disappointed.
Well, we're inviting you.
I know, yeah. I'm disappointed. I got to leave.
You don't have to leave. You're choosing to leave. Nobody's kicking you out, Kevin.
Oh, I'm leaving.
We're trying to get to Popeye's
a long
before
drive home. I'm yawning and I'm hungry.
All right.
And, yeah, Popeye's.
And we've been spending like half of the night talking about food.
Fried
so
chicken,
like
very stereotypical of us. Why do they say black people like fried chicken? And then we talked about fried chicken.
We're talking about fried chicken like half
And my
the
girlfriend's
night.
At home. She has the most expensive car and she never drives it. She has like a BMW, really expensive. And she won't drive to the store and get food. So I got to bring food.
What?
You're a kept man, Kevin Lee.
Thank you. See?
Yeah. Well, I
have to earn my keep.
As well you do.
Well. Mr. Helix is home right now, but I drive home and I go to Wendy's every Tuesday
yeah,
night on
bullshit.
The way home.
That's some bullshit.
And I bring the food home.
Do you really?
That's some
yeah,
bullshit.
We eat really late on Tuesday.
That's some bullshit right there.
See, that's what I'm doing tonight. I'm bringing the food home and we're going to...
Mr. Helix should be home with a fucking steak and pantsless.
Helix?
Yes, my name is Pip Helix, so he's
okay,
Mr.
See,
Helix.
And my girl name is Patricia Felix.
Get out!
Yeah.
He's trying to.
Felix and... he's
Felix,
trying desperately.
Felix and Helix.
Felix and Helix. I
yeah,
love it.
Patricia Felix.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
Not really, but okay.
Sorry, bring the show to a halt.
That's fine. We did that ourselves. The After Brothers show, we're going to talk about the adverse effects it has on men's health when you bitches dare to make more than us men.
You get that book from Richard Simmons? The hell is that?
Yeah,
you don't want to leave.
Bernie Spears.
You don't want to leave. I'm trying to get you out of here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm happy for you to stay.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah, you want to go to the Davin's Den Facebook Live. Even if you're listening to the podcast, it'll still be up there. It's a fun show. Just be me and Pip tonight on the couch. Kevin, thank you, as always, for coming in.
Thank you.
You are a delight.
I had a good time. I love doing the show, Davin. It's a good
we
show.
Love
thanks
having
for inviting
you.
Me, man. Yeah, let's bring me back the next time we have more racial shit happening in America, which will probably be next week.
I've invited
it happens
you
every week.
Yeah, it's happening right now.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I know you have a passion for it.
I do have a passion for it. I'm sick of that bullshit.
But you know what's interesting is, like, a lot of the stories, you didn't exactly find racism in it that other people thought were racist. You're like, that's not racist.
Yeah. No, because you're a reasonable human being and you're not trigger happy about, like, ah, they said the word that triggers me. She said
triggered. She's not a racist. She said triggered.
Well, I understand, you know,
trig.
Where it comes from. It's all, you know, yeah. Okay. Thanks for having me, Davin.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kev.
Had a great time. We'll do this again.
Yes, we will.
All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.